Matt. I'm 36. I'm walking up to Bonnie's school right now because it's snow cone day. And the first grader's snow cone day is at 12 noon. So I'm bringing to the snow cone day, I'm bringing the shoebox with them with our chickens in it. We'll ask the teachers if it's okay for them to pet it. I don't want to, like, give kids chicken diseases or something, but this should be a hit. I bet these kids are going to love seeing baby chicken on snow cone day, and it's a Friday. And we'll tell you about the teacher strike later. I'm walking in right now, but this is the first day back from the Oklahoma teacher strike after, like, 2 weeks. So that's cool, too. Okay, here we go. Before we get with your friends, I know you're not going to want to record with me, so... were you excited when you saw a chicken?
Yeah.
You have a snow cone right now. How was that? What did you get? Tiger blood?
Yeah.
Nice, dude. Let's go show your friends, okay?
Y'all want to see what's in this box?
Mm-hmm. And a chicken.
This
chicken's
kind of
sleeping.
Me. Why? Oh, no. I finally got it.
She peed on me. Well, I guess I'll keep holding her now.
Ew.
I know. Hey, would you do me a favor? Are there napkins around here?
Yeah, inside.
Inside? Okay.
I don't get to it.
Here, I'm going to put this girl away. Can you go get some for me? Okay. No, there's no petting. I'm going to go in and get a napkin real quick. To clean this chicken poop off of me.
There we go. It's a new recorder.
What new recorder?
I got a new app to record with. Looks cool, huh? Like a tape.
Mm-hmm. Can you still do podcast on that?
Yep, that's what we're doing right now. Tell them where the chickens are.
They are in...
Wait, just say it. Say it like I didn't ask you.
Okay, guys, so we have our chicks, and we are moving our chickens out. If you listen to our last podcast, we moved our chickens out to the goat house that used to be... it used to be goat house when we had our goats. So we're moving that into a big chicken house, and the little chicks are hanging out in their old chicken trailer. So
tractor. Trailer probably is more accurate though. But these, yeah. How old are they now? 4 weeks.
But what if I'm scared because, like, what if, like, even when they're babies, they're like, I'm scared when they're babies when you move this thing. Do they know how to walk with it?
They will. Whenever we move the chicken tractor, the chickens have to walk or else they'll get ran over by it. Yeah. So they have to walk as I move it. I'm sure they'll know how to do that. But
yeah.
We won't have to move it for a while. They don't scratch up the grass like the other chickens do.
Yeah, because these girls are littler and we also have a little bit of chicken feed in there. So.
Yeah. We're just sitting here staring at them. So we put the little chickens into the chicken tractor where the big chickens used to sleep. And those chicken, the big ones are going to have to learn.
To go in the red goat house.
To go into the goat house. And.
Wait, where are they? Are they in the goat house?
No, I think they're back there. But the big ones, they've laid 3 eggs today and I put those eggs in their new nests. But they're not biting. What?
What if they're in my treehouse, or my playhouse?
That would be cool. I thought about that, actually. Your playhouse would make a pretty good chicken coop.
But not for the little ones, because they would just walk out of that door.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting for them to go in the open part where there's no, like, ceiling. Just the stuff.
They don't know what?
They don't know how to go in there.
Yeah, they don't know. There's two parts of the chicken tractor. There's a one with a roof, and then there's a part that has chicken wire ceiling so the sun shines through, and then but there's this there's a 4-inch thing they have to learn how to climb to get back and forth between the two, and they don't know how to do that yet. We also put a ramp that goes up to where they're supposed to be nesting, these little boxes with straw in them. And I've got, we strung an extension cord out here with a light on it.
I thought this is hay. Well, basically
straw. Yeah, it is. It's Bermuda hay. You're right.
Yeah, because our goats and ponies used to eat this. So mm-hmm. this definitely is hay. Mm-hmm.
Yep, we got rid of those ponies. Pawpaw Mickey took them, and then we ended up with a big round bale of hay that was
10% And then he gave them eaten. To his neighbors, and then his neighbors sold them to another person.
Yep. Went to the auction.
And that's sad. I want them back.
In Enterprise, Oklahoma, which is outside of Eufaula, which, by the way, I was trying to tell you, you were on the front page of the newspaper there. I forget if it's like the Eufaula newspaper or Enterprise. I don't think Enterprise
is
would have
a
paper.
Is it a real newspaper?
Yes, ma'am. I'll find it. It's I've got it stashed. We'll find it. Bonnie was on the front page of the Eufaula newspaper. I'll just say Eufaula because I don't remember what it was technically. But she's kissing two baby goats. Bonnie was two or three, probably two.
Yeah, I looked two.
2.5. And then she was kissing two baby goats that Pawpaw Mickey had brought us all the way from Eufaula. And Pawpaw Mickey took that picture back.
Doesn't Pawpaw Mickey live in Eufaula?
Yep. Hmm. Pretty much.
So that's where Robber's Cave is.
Pretty much. All the same area.
Yeah. Because he lives by Robber's Cave. Yeah. So.
Pawpaw Mickey was born around there and used to go to Robber's Cave, the state park, before it was really a destination of any sort. And that was just his, like, his backyard. And he used to go explore those caves and everything when he was a little kid.
I wonder if Pawpaw Mickey still listens to our podcast.
I don't know if he ever did. He's seen our videos, but we're definitely going to make plans to, this summer we're going to take, or this spring we're going to take the recorder with us and interview Pawpaw Mickey. And he's got cool stories.
Yeah. And I also want to go to Robber's Cave again.
Oh, heck yeah. We're going to camp there for sure. That's a tradition we're making. We're going to camp in a tent at Robber's Cave.
Yeah, it's a really cool place. I love their lake.
We were swimming with water moccasins last time. You remember that?
Yeah.
How did you feel?
The snakes. We were so scared. The snakes were under the water.
Yeah.
So scary.
Can't see them. How did you feel today when I brought the chicken up to school?
Really good. I don't think you told them.
Yet. I didn't tell anybody. It was a complete surprise. You didn't even know I was going to be there for Snow Cone Day, period. But yeah. What do you mean you felt good? Were you proud that your dad is so cool that he brought a chicken? Or were you proud that you own a chicken?
I was proud that my dad is so cool that
he... No way. Really? Is that how you felt?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That makes me feel good.
I love my chickens. Manchie, come here.
Chickens are just good all around for human well-being. I think that's a lesson we're learning.
They're a really, really good animal because they survive in a lot of weather. Cold weather, hot weather, warm weather, any weather.
Got to give them shelter. But yeah. And they give you eggs. You feed them, they feed you. They're friendly if you can catch one and pick them up.
They're even better than bees because they don't harm you. Bees do because they sting you. Well, that's not really harming you, but that's hurting you. And they sting you, but they give you honey.
Yeah. Love you.
Love you.
Anything else you want to say?
No.